Ponytails. Read by Scribbler. Be Strong Now by Closer to the Sun. When I my mother would disagree. Hoofsteps echoed through the dark hallway. A crestfallen orange mare dragged herself through her home and into the living room. Her coat was scuffed with dirt, and her blonde mane was dishevelled and out of place. The pony trotted into the brightly lit living room. Squinting her eyes from the light, she made out a figure sitting in the rocking chair. As her eyes adjusted to the sudden change, she saw that it was her grandmother, sitting, slowly rocking back and forth. With a sigh escaping her mouth, she spoke. "Howdy, Granny."
"Oh, hello there, Applejack. How are you doing this fine evening?"
Granny Smith asked, giving her a warm smile. Applejack took a seat on the sofa. Taking her brown hat off her head, she set it down on the cushion next to her as she replied, "I'm doing fine, I suppose. A lot of things just going on that seem to be getting under my coat lately." The orange pony's statement caused Granny Smith's ears to perk up.
"Got some pestering problems, do you? Well, why don't you tell old Granny Smith about the things you have more sour than a caterpillar eating a lemon?"
"It's an awful long list of problems, Granny. You sure?" Applejack raised an eyebrow, giving her grandparent a worried expression.
"Oh, please, Applejack. I've been around the farm quite a few times. There ain't nothing I haven't heard when it comes to having problems."
Granny Smith gave a good-hearted chuckle. Giving up and trying to argue, the mare decided to answer. "For starters, I've got plenty of ponies expecting me to be more of a pony than I think I can honestly be. While I'm all for helping any pony that might need it, I think I'm starting to stretch myself thin. I also have Pinky bearing down on me like a hound dog because she's wanting me to help plan a surprise party in the barn for Big Mac later this month. And to top it all off, we didn't exactly get off on the right hoof this apple-bucking season." Finishing her list, Applejack fell back against the couch and sighed heavily. Granny Smith took a look at her granddaughter.
"It seems you got yourself quite a bit of pressure building up on you. It's the normal part of growing up, dear."
"Normal?" Applejack snorted. "If this is normal, then I want to see you when things get simply out of hoof for some pony."
"Watch that tone, Applejack. Getting frustrated at this kind of things ain't gonna make him go away."
I know.
"You just need to know how to tackle your problems like your father used to,"
Granny reminisced. Applejack's eyes were fixed on the green pony in the rocking chair. "Like, Pa?" Granny noticed that she had gotten Applejack's attention.
"Yep, your father was something else. I can remember one apple-bugging season. The crop was late and blooming, and we had quite a big debt hanging over us like bats in a cave. He had to make quite a few important and risky decisions for the farm. I remember one day he had to choose between paying back a loan or feeding his family."
"Huh? When was this, Granny?" The orange mare listened intently.
"Oh, this was back when you were a little newborn filly."
Granny Smith continued rocking back and forth in her chair. Applejack looked attentively at her grandmother. "What happened?" The green pony smiled as she continued.
"Grandma loved his family too much to have y'all go hungry. The debt piled up more for the farm, but early every morning he'd be out in the fields, working his hardest for the first crop of apples to come in. He and Ida Red, your mother, worked so hard for this farm and for you youngins.
I never knew Paul made sacrifices like that for all of us, Applejack mumbled, looking down at her dirty hat on the seat next to her. For a few moments, silence was the only exchange between the two ponies. Finally, the elderly mare spoke.
Do you remember the day that your father and mother disappeared?
Yeah, Applejack recalled as she closed her eyes. I remember when he and Ma were outside the barn, fastening their luggage to the cart. Big Mac and I went out to wish him a safe trip. I was crying like a little filly, asking for me to go with him. Pa put his hoof on my head, roughed up my mane, and put his big old brown head on top of my head.
Remember what he said to you, Applejack?
The orange pony's eyes started to tear up. I remember. He told me I got too strong until he came back. But he never did. Granny Smith nodded. It's why I've always worn his hat, because of that. Waiting for him to come back home. Applejack picked her hat up and placed it on her head. She pulled part of it down to have the bill of the hat hide her eyes and the tears that were beginning to roll down her cheeks. Pulling herself up from the rocking chair, Granny Smith used her walker to make her way across the living room to the old desk.
Applejack, I think it's time for me to give you something.
Applejack tilted her head as she wiped the tears from her eyes.
What? What are you talking about?
Arriving at the wooden desk, the green pony pulled open one of the drawers. After a few moments of shuffling, she retrieved a sealed envelope. She then began trotting towards her granddaughter.
This letter here was written by your father way back when you were just a little filly. I never really understood why he wanted to write this, but he wanted you to have it when we all thought you were old enough.
A letter from Pa? What's in it? Applejack took the envelope from Granny Smith.
How should I know? He promised all of us to make sure it was for your eyes only. And an apple never breaks a promise.
Granny Smith eased her body into the rocking chair. Carefully, Applejack began to open the sealed letter from the back. The paper easily gave way to her opening of it. The age of the message was apparent. With the envelope open, the orange mare proceeded to take the contents out. She pulled out the two pieces of parchment that were inside. The aged paper seemed to be in better shape than the envelope that held it. Looking at the first page, Applejack noticed that the top of the paper was not only dated, but also started with the line, Dear Applejack, at the top. Granny Smith smiled slightly.
Typical of your father to do something like that. He always was pretty different than most of the other types of farm and pony we knew. Why don't you give it a read?
Applejack looked up. Huh? Right now?
Sure. What does it say?
Looking back down at the parchment, Applejack started to read the letter aloud.
Dear Applejack, this is your pa writing. I know this might seem odd that either Ma or Granny Smith gave you this letter, but I wanted to write something special for you. It was only a few days ago, but I want you to know exactly how I felt the day you blessed the Apple family.
Pausing, Applejack raised a hoof to wipe away a newly forming tear. A quiet sniffle echoed around the room. The green pony began rocking slowly in her chair.
Oh, Bramley was always so sentimental. He did the same for your brother and sister, you know. He would ride and ride every night, trying to find the right words, as he called it. How would drive your mother up the wall? Like one time, hey...
I can't read this, Applejack interrupted.
Big pardon?
Applejack folded the letter back up and placed it in the envelope.
I said I can't read it. It's something that Paul wrote for me, and I just can't.
A warm, gentle smile appeared on Granny Smith's face.
Well, dear, no pony's forcing you to read it.
Still, thank you for giving me this,
the orange mare said as she stood up from the couch. She placed the letter on the desk before turning to head back into the hallway.
I'm gonna get some shut-eye. I'll see you in the morning.
Rest well, Applejack,
Granny Smith said as she watched her granddaughter leave the room. Applejack retired to her room for the evening. However, despite her best attempts, the pony was unable to fall asleep. Her eyes continued to stay wide open as she lay in her bed. In her mind, the thought of the letter repeatedly pestered her. Sitting up in bed, Applejack shuffled around until she was out from the covers and off the bed. She began a quiet trot on the wooden floor, out of her room and back downstairs. Once she reached the bottom floor, she looked into the living room. With the moon brightly shining outside, a dim light shone through the windows and lit up the room. Applejack's eyes were quick to find what they were looking for, the envelope on top of the desk. Taking it, the orange pony trotted out of the room and into the kitchen. Turning on the light above the table, Applejack took a seat. Despite everything, she was still hesitant to proceed with her plan.
I go to read this. Paul wrote it just for me, after all.
Finally finding the strength, she opened the envelope and pulled out the two pieces of parchment again. She found the place where she had left off and continued to read the letter from her father.
Now, I know it might seem weird that your father's writing a letter to you, especially since you can just talk to me anytime you'd like. The reason I want to write this is because I want to tell y'all about the day of your birth and how much it meant to me. 3 days ago, the entire Apple family was blessed to welcome a new member of our growing family. Outerred said that when you were born, you let out a big yawn and promptly went to sleep. No crying whatsoever. You were like a sleeping angel to us, a gift from Celestia herself. As we looked at your sleeping face, your mother and I knew that you would become a beautiful mare that we would both love and be proud of. Earlier today, your big brother McIntosh was watching over you while you was taking a nap. He didn't say anything, but I could tell he already loves you, just like the rest of us. Little Redcoat's already saying that he'll take care of you and watch out for you when you two go to school. When I look at you, I see so much of your mother in you. You have the same shiny blonde mane as her, as well as the emerald green eyes. It's quite obvious that you got your mother's beauty. Adelred thinks that the orange coat that you inherited from me will give you my determination and honesty. I just hope you don't get my bad qualities, such as my bad habit of sleeping in late or being a bad cook. If and you do, y'all know who to blame for that. I want you to know that whatever you plan to do with your life, Applejack, your mother and I will always be proud of you. Whether you follow in the family business, design clothing, become an artist, or whatever, we'll be just as happy as long as you are. You should always do something you enjoy and can be proud of at the end of the day. There's one last piece of advice I'd like to give you, my little Applejack. More often than not, everything in your life might seem to be overwhelming. I'm speaking from experience when I say that you shouldn't let those things consume you. As such, you need to be strong, even when it seems like all of Equestria is against you. Your family is always there to help support you, help you, and care for you when it all seems the worst it could be. And don't forget, I'll always be here if you need a hug, Applejack. I can help by being strong for the both of us. Love, Pa.
Finishing the letter, Applejack placed the parchment down on the table. She used both hooves to wipe away the tears rolling from her eyes. Taking slow, deep breaths, she spoke quietly.
I'll be strong, Pa. Just like you told me to be. I'll be strong for all of us.
Thank you. That was, "Be strong now." It was written by Closer to the Sun and read by Scribbler with a special appearance by Deft Funk. Okay, thank you very much for listening. You may have noticed a sudden drop in sound quality in this last part. That is because I am once again, not wanting to, but I'm using the microphone on my laptop as opposed to my proper one. And you may have also noticed an echo. That would be because I'm not even in my proper room for that I usually record in today. The acoustics in here are great, but not for microphones. I had every intention of doing this last night and posting this fic reading last night, but my insomnia reached critical mass, as it periodically does, and the moment I'd finished eating and walking the dog, eating my tea, walking the dog, conked out completely, pretty much collapsed in a heap and slept. Curled up next to the dog, actually. I hadn't intended to do that either, but woke up at 1 in the morning, realised it was not going to happen. So here I am today, grabbing a spare few minutes. I hope everybody enjoyed that one. I absolutely loved working with Deft Funk on this. He has such a resonant voice. Everybody should go and subscribe to his channel. He doesn't do many fic readings, but he does some brilliant reviews, some comic dubs, and just generally some really good stuff that you all need to go and listen to now. Without further ado, I shall sod off. Be lovely to each other, and good night, everybody.